A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, June 28, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Blessing Zulu.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about price hikes in Zimbabwe.
To join our discussion, as usual, phone us directly at the following number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter mobile frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 1560 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us on www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voandebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about price hikes in Zimbabwe following the abandonment of the multiple currency system in the country a few days ago.
The majority of Zimbabweans say the prices are now out of reach, with workers struggling to make ends meet. Prices of all basic commodities, including mealie-meal, bread and others, have gone up. The price of a 2-liter bottle of cooking oil has been increased from $15 to $27, while that of a 2-kilogram bag of Mahatma rice went up from $18 to $57.
Some economists have criticized the Zimbabwe's government for abandoning the multiple currency system, saying the country is creeping back to the crippling historic hyperinflation period of 2008 that led to the abandonment of the Zimbabwe dollar in 2009.
But the government is blaming some businesses of price gouging. While prices of basic commodities are going up on a daily basis, the government has also introduced stringent regulations in the buying and selling of maize, restricting purchases of the staple food to the state-controlled grain marketing board.
Siyabona ukuthi le rice layo intengo yayo isikhuphukile isinkwa sikhuluma nje abantu abaningi bathi basayenelisi ukuthi basithenge xa sisikhangela ke cooking oil i 2 liters siyabona ukuthi ikhuphuke intengo kusukela ku $15 yaya ku $27 kuzobuya ke i 2 kg ye Mahatma rice ikhuphuke intengo kusukela ku $18 isiya ku $57 kuzobuya i 5 kg ye flour kathesi sokuthiwa ke $76. So ke kukhanya ngazani ke abantu abaningi bathi lokhu kwenzakala ngesikhathi kusanda ukuthi kuthiwe akusasetshenziswa imali yakwamanye amazwe elizweni leZimbabwe. Sisetshenziswa kuphela emngceleni lapho ungabhadalwa khona i-customs duty kumbe nxa uthenga itikiti lendizamtshina. So abantu bathi kuzima kakhulu. Kuze buya ke uhulumende uphindile njalo uthi ke xa uthenga ku-grain marketing board yikho kumele uthenge khona umumbu. Kodwa ungeke uthengisa uyabotshwa uyafela ejele sibili ngokweze khonokho. Kunjalo ke Blessing.
Wonke kahama wadiwa nasi tira kuti tinge tichitarisa mamiriro akaita zvinhu panyaya dzemitengo. Vakawanda munyika vari kuchema-chema kuti mitengo yezvinhu iri kuramba ichiita chamuramba mhuru. Kunyange hazvo hurumende yakabvisa kushandiswa kwemari dzekunze dzinosanganisira dhora rekuAmerica, pula, rand nedzimwe. Ichitiyo ndo zviri kupa kuti mitengo yezvinhu ikwire zvakanyanyisa. Asi izvi kusvika pari zvino zvinenge zviri kukona ng'anga murapwa achida. Asi vehurumende vari kuti ivo chiri kukonzera kuti zvidaro inyaya yevemabhizimisi vari kuda kuita nhafu. Vakawanda vacho vachitengesa zvinhu nemitengo yakakurisa zvekuti nyange vakatenga mari kana pamusika mutema nekudhura kuri kuita zvinhu zvacho. Hurumende iri kuti hazvisi kufambirana, asi vemabhizimisi vari kuti aiwa mari ndo iri kuvaitira shoma. Nekudaro vakada kunotenga zvinhu kunze zvinenge zvichidhura, vopedzisira votengeserawo vanhu zvinhu zviri kudhura. Nekune rimwe divi, vashandi vari kuchema-chemawo kuti mari dzavo dzemihoro hadzisi kuwedzerwa sekukwira kuri kuita mitengo yezvinhu. Nekudaro zvinhu zvavaomera, ndo nyaya yatira kuti tinge tichizeya nhasi. Uye manzwa hurumende ichiti vanhu havachabvumidzwe kungotengesa-tengesa chibage chaakuchifanira kutengeswa kuburikidza neGMP. Kunze kwekunge uine masagi mashanu ari pasi pemakirogiramu anokwana kuita iwo makumi mashanu kana kuti 50 kg ndochaunokwanisa kutakura, asi chimwe chinofanira kunge chichitengeswa kugrain marketing board. Nekudaro makasununguka hamawadiwa kuti mpinde muchirongwa tize kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei panyaya yemitengo. Gibbs.
Right now I think we are joined by two guests, Mr. Gilbert Muponda, who is an economist. Mr. Muponda, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Blessing, and good evening, Zimbabwe. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We are also joined by Mr. Michael Ndiweni, who is the leader of Informal Traders. He's based in Bulawayo. Good evening, Mr. Ndiweni, and welcome to the program.
Hey, good evening, Kibbs. Good evening to yours. I mean, our listeners, if I may use that way.
Yes, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Let's start with you, Mr. Muponda. Mr. Muponda, it appears things are not going as advertised. The government had said that the reason why prices were going up is because of the basket of currencies that the country was using. And as a result, it decided that what needs to be done is to ban all the foreign currencies and allow people to trade within our borders with only the Zimbabwe dollar. And so that prices will go down. But the opposite is happening. Why?
Well, Blessing, I think the starting point should be to look at how we ended up with multi-currencies and the RTGS and all these things that have been happening. I think for starters, we had hyperinflation up to 2009. Mm-hmm. And then the Zimbabwe dollar then was demonetized. And then we adopted the multi-currency system to gain some level of price stability, which happened over the last 9 to 10 years. The price is indeed stabilized, and prices were under control, and the economy basically stabilized. However, when an economy stabilizes, it's not enough. You need the economy to grow as well. So you have to put in place other measures that allow the economy to grow. Hence, we started to have the currency reforms that started with the bond coins, then the bond notes, then the RTGS, and then the new currency that we have. These are reforms that are necessary for us to get some level of certain tools that a monetary policy statement should be able to have access to, so that you can control the economy using those tools. When you are using a foreign currency like we had before, you didn't have those tools. These tools, these are basic tools that are required for any modern economy. These tools include things like interest rates, whereby if people deposit money, they can get high interest rates. If they borrow, they should be charged interest rates. Then also the bank, the Reserve Bank, can mop up liquidity. When there's too much money circulating, the Reserve Bank has got power to suck that liquidity so that they reduce money in circulation to manage the money that is chasing goods in the economy. So what has happened is that we have a new monetary situation in the country, and it has caused some instability in that people were not expecting it. People had a timeline. I think they were looking at 9 to 12 months. That's when they were hoping or thinking that a new currency would be introduced. But this was done sooner rather than later, because we had seen that there was a lot of speculation in terms of how the rate was now depreciating for no good reason at all. Other than that, people were speculating and piling up and stashing up U.S. dollars, such that people were just, when you got access to bond notes, you're buying U.S. dollars for no other reason than just to save or to stash it. And it was important that the U.S. dollar is limited its usage towards imports, not local goods. So what happened is just that you are not allowed to buy local goods using foreign currency, but you can keep your currency for whatever reason you want it for, but you cannot just buy local goods. This is important in that we are generating about $5 billion US dollars as a country in exports. And that money is now what we are using to import goods into the country and also to buy local goods. So there was an important decision to separate these two, such that only for local goods you can use local currency. If you are buying, say, something like, say, tomatoes that were grown in Chishawasha in Zimbabwe, there's no reason for you to use US dollars. If you are a government worker working for the Zimbabwean government and you are in Zimbabwe, there's no reason for you to be paid in US dollars. So this trend had to be corrected. The adjustment might be painful to swallow for now, but it is very necessary for the economy to do and go through these things. If you look at other expert economists, from the IMF to the World Bank to the EU, everyone has said Zimbabwe is on the correct path. They've asked for further reforms, but the path we're going is the right direction. What matters is not the speed at which you are moving, it's the direction that the country has taken to liberalize the economy, liberalize its market, which has been begged by introduction of an interbank market, whereby people, if you need foreign currency, if you're a traveler, you can go to your bureau of exchange and buy this currency at the going rate. If you have your own currency, you can sell it to your bank. This is what a normal economy should be like. We cannot allow the Reserve Bank to determine everything, to say you want foreign currency, you go to the Reserve Bank, as if the Reserve Bank generates foreign currency. It was not a good thing as well. So whilst people might find some fault in what is happening, this is necessary because now we're freeing the Reserve Bank from that burden or that monopoly it had over foreign currency. Because everything was going towards the Reserve Bank. Whether you want to buy medication, you want to buy fuel, you want to buy, you know, anything imported, all these foreign currencies are being allocated by the Reserve Bank. But has changed. Now, if you need foreign currency, then go to the interbank market.
Thank you, Mr. Mponda. For those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. Gibbs.
Now, let's go to Mr. Michael Njweni. Baba Njweni, siya kwamukela kuhlelo.
Gibbs, unjani?
No, ngiphile kakhulu. Ye, akutsho Baba Njweni, uzwile ubaba Mponda uyakhuluma lapha, uzaphendula ngesikhiwa briefly, ubese uqhubeka nje, ukhulume ngesiNdebele. So, utshaya ngamafitshane sibili kakhulu. So, what do you think about the current situation in Zimbabwe? Is this new policy working in terms of the statutory instrument 142 of 2019?
Yeah, this is a double, for me, I think it's a double-edged sword. And on the other hand, it has got a positive impact, particularly for traders that are trading locally and who don't cross border for us as CGTA. And on the other hand, for ICBTs, those who cross borders to get goods out of the country, it's a different story altogether. It has serious impact, serious ramifications. So, I would say that to a larger extent, the policy to restore issue of currency is positive because we have been calling for that as a sector because our people have been struggling to even get money from the black market because the rates were ballooning and every day they were speculating. And also, even locally, for people to get goods for resale, prices are changing every day. So, to some extent, and I said to that extent, the move was a bit positive. But however, for people that are actually crossing borders to get goods out of the country, it's a serious problem. Because right now, they're already able to get foreign currency because it has been banned. So, people think that you cannot use the US dollar to buy goods or to exchange. The person wants to go to South Africa or any other country. Mm-hmm. So I would say that it's a very big problem now. So I think that what is needed now is to try and lobby the government to try and put in place measures to restore confidence in the Zimbabwean dollar, so that people are able to take the money and then use it. And then we can go to the event. So, in Kavanguti, Utawa Lolo, Utawa Olu, Olu Ravi, Lukali, Sira Palangapa, for Avandu Avatang, Samokal, Kina, the city for an American losing the way, Madi, Wuzan, Amos Tanga, which is local over. I'm a resident every day. I'm a resident every day. Ubutumundu can't budget now for the next day because I'm a reserve credit. So I want to control the foreign currency at a very, what it pays in terms of what we buy. But at the same time, also, umuntu onga toli foreign currency. The Munzi, my Uta Chilling over, it pays the data of Andava Tola foreign currency. But it's a serious impact for Andava. Despite the fact that we had to address the currency issue, The problem is that right now, I want to trust the currency yet. Ubuti, it will have value.
Yes, makorampo ye omafichani. So, trust local lava.
Okay, story mkoma Gabriel. What's the say? Magadi mkoma Gabriel. Aiwa, tirinandi mkoma Blessing na mkoma Gibbs. Varipanyanga nasi, tipeo fungwa zenyu. Aiwa, hapana chakaipa. Aiwa, isi tirinani. Taura izo yitin.
Aiwa, isi tirinani. No, we can avanamponda
tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Gabriel.
Ndatenda mukoma Blessing.
Regai titi vamuponda vapindure. Vamuponda pindura itinzwe ndofunga manzwa zvataurwa namukoma Gabriel.
Ndasizwa mukoma Gabriel wataura mubvunzo chaiwo Joshua vari right ipapa kuti pane yatingati ma information gaps ekuti I think Reserve Bank ne Ministry of Finance nehurumende pachezva vanofanira kuita inoti inonzi iya information campaign. Iya yekusensitize vanhu vachinyatsoudza vanhu kuti chii chakaitika zvakananga kupi iya yatinoti media blitz nekuti panofanira kunge paine information iri readily available yekuti ukapinda mubhengi mumachechi muzvikoro pese pangoungana vanhu mumakombi kana mumabhazi mumaairport pese pauri ngapawanikwe paine information iyo inonyatsoexplainira vanhu kuti chaitika chii ipapapa ndo pangangodaro pari kuti vanhu valose confidence a bit ndosaka maprona maprize achiita overreact kuti there's no justification yekuti mafuta anga achiita $10 abva aita $27 the next day hapana justification Blessing ipapo yekuti iri linked to the product kana to the market movement iyo tingangoti ifiye yakangobata vanhu kuti ah havasi kuziva chii chaitika saka munhu auda ngokambura mari yako anisa yataa kuti profit hearing but driven by fear ipapo panenge pachiti vamutudi nawamanguza vanokurudzirwa ende ndotova kurudzirwa even nevari muhurumende kuti ngapaitwe proper campaign ingangotora 3 to 6 months vanhu vachinyatsoudzwa vachipiwa maexplanations ari adequate kuti aiwa maus dollars amunenge matumirwa kubva kunze kubva kudiaspora unonovapiwa akadaro kuwese nyenyeno kwaunenge waenda hautorerwi nemunhu unonge watengesa kana wakuda iwe kuatengesa kubhenki kana kubureau de change saka ipapo painformation gap ndotaura zveshuwa iyo iripo asi yavapo kudaro vanhu ngavaregere kutanganwa kuti chingwa chavari tichiita dollar for two angari two maus dollars haava kutauraya saka ukataisa rate riko izvozvo rate randaona kubhenki I think is about 7 or 8 kubhenki nhasi US dollar asi chingwa chiri kuwanikwa ne $4 which is still 50 cents US dollars Saka in US dollar terms zvinhu zvadzika price blessing. Ipapo ndibato vanhu vabatishise kuti currency yataka kudila nayo iyi it's not a US dollar. Saka zvinhu zvatodzika. Avo varoto kuti handi kupinda kwaita munangagwa zvinhu zvabva zvakwira mari dzatanga kushaika. Ipapo hapasi chokwadi nekuti ma bond notes nema bond coins aka introduce ne old government ya President Mugabe, former president. Vamunangagwa vakatosvika zviripo and ma movements avari kuita ndekutrya kukorekta zvinhu. Wekuri wekuita yatinoti reform yekugadzirisa kuti nyika ive inonzi nyika inofanira kunge ine mari yayo yakazvimirira. Amtiwa makaona nezuro chaya Botswana ikataura kuti government yeBotswana ichatambira maforeign currency. Dzimwe nyika ndozva dziri kuita ndokuti nyika ikwanise kumanage economy yayo yega. Hamukwanisi kumanage economy muchishandisa mari yekunze. Asi chatoda kukurudzira hurumende pazvinofanira kuitika zvakare ndezvekuti Zimbabwe inofanira kugenerata inonzi foreign currency yega. Hatifani kungomira tichitrade mari iri muno iyoyo. Tofanira kuramba tichigenerata foreign currency pakuexporta zvinhu zvakawanda. Ngatigadzire zvimwe zvinhu muZimbabwe zvatotengeserwa nyika dzekunze. Kwete kuti izvozvo vanhu vanoimporta yogurt kana cheese. Izvozvo zvinomira zvakanaka. Ipapo nyika haifumuke nekuti vanhu vari kuimpota chero mvura, chero machira embogadzirwa David Whitehead aya akungoimpota kubva kunze. Mari inowandwa nepressure inokollapsa because inonzi balance of payment position yenyika inodeteriorate kana mukaramba muchingotenga zvekunze asi mabvana chamuri kutengesa. Saka paya patiri kutaura nezvane beneficiation nevalue addition yekuti patiri kutengesa platinum isina kugadzirwa kana goridhe risina kugadzirwa. Goridhe iroro ngarigadzirwe kuti iwe kana jewelry inotengeswa kuti higher value. Madiamonds atiri kutengesa izi rough diamonds. We should process them locally. Oitwa value addition. Zvokuti anenge akutengeswa nemutengo wakasumukira. Ndozva tofanira kuti akutarisa beyond having our own currency. Because if we have our own currency, if it is backed by exports, currency yenyu ngeri weekend inoramba ichikollapse, ichidepreciate. Saka tinofanira kuti akuita mamwe moves ekuencourage ma exports, things like horticulture. Yataimboita muZimbabwe zvokuti aimporta exporta maruva achienda kunana England, kunana Holland. Zvinhu zvinofanira kukurudzirwa. Netobhako inofanira kuramba ichikurudzirwa kuti varimi ngavaramba vachirima vachipiwawo mutengo uri nani vachichengeta maus dollar vanenge vaenawo amwe. Izvo zvinoencourage kuti tirambe tichiexporta zvinhu. Ndo zvinofanira kunge zvichiitika nekuti ikangoita currency yega isina maexports anoibheka currency iyo inenge ichinetseka. Sakamazimbabwe ndo vatii government inofanira kuexplaina zvakare kuti titori nemaexports atiri kuita. Tine platinum, tine gold, tine madiamonds and tine chrome. Neto bako ya triku exporter, which is supporting the current. We need to export more.
Tinotenda vamponda rambaya zvenyu muri parunare. Gibbs?
Yes, lo baba ke umkandle fonini. What says utu baba umkandle utini? Baba umkandle, ungauchona njani?
Hai, ni apila baba linjani.
Nisi apila, umkandle. Ungape mtaveni lapu?
Umkande, umkande, ose binga.
Umkande, unjane binga?
Kuzima kuburuani.
Indaba wakunyumba.
If it is the adora mwenzuma kwa yu malo kubumi kwa kwa natamu chichati kipogun.
Kunzima.
Kunzima. Uza sewe zenga paya zinzi ndose kase za kansa kumbeka ngagi ngagi. Kase ima lezi kwa singa sae sewe sile ye singa nisi tupa kudosi. Aya soko utangi ni gonke le ulo mumbo utu wa singa sao hambisu mwa uwe mini mango. Zenga paya zi tenga ngu mumbo estolo inko mungate sewe sile kwaye ndisingi inkomo zokulima sasothi asingasahambisa umumbu yazozinga sezizozima othi sesikulala neZimbabwe.
So ungavela uthenga umumbu uyawuthola njani nje kwazokuthiwa kumele uthwale i50 kg kuphela. So nxa uthwalela abanye ke kuzokumele lenze
ikhoko imali sabe nawulola abazali bamabanye bakukhathana lami kwabanye komunye uchief ungapensenga esiyabhuwa. So ngingasensiyaba nginceda kumbe sensiyadinga inkomo othi zama ukuzinceda ngilime. So to say about the Ambalo Mumbang, saying so roti. So we need my son called this thing at us. Am I will sound Bamara and they got students and our village out, so to say value. But the students are not wise. Oh, go out to the Pima Lama NGOs, that is. That's where I'm about this is around the woman pink. Banking up a pink, what am I pink? Oh, to assemble my interpink one corner. Asina avutirana apa manje ngoku kubenze njani ngemali zangu asisele konke kuvela sokunzima ndoda.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu. So kona mpoke singathi intengo ukuthi menjani esitolo. Sizokuthwa kuzima sibini.
Akona kwakukhulu nabanye amachukela sabo 34 abamakhukela kubo 56 kona apo. Kwakunzima vele tenje ngapha vele imali bese singasela ndaba bese senza ngomumbu esikade sineyi.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu sibongile kakhulu kula ngapho ke ebhinga. What do you know?
I will.
Yeah, so Blessing the caller is saying that, you know, they used to use the rand, the dollar, and other currencies. But he says they're no longer using it And now grandmothers and granddaddies, they've got a problem. He says they used to get money from NGOs. And so they're supposed to get this US dollar and go to the banks. He says there are no banks around in certain areas in Pinga. So where should they go to change their kind of money? So he says that's a big bind. I guess we've got a caller or two.
Baba Ndlovu.
Ndlovu, connect the money. Baba Ndlovu, caller, connect the one, Baba.
Maybe
before we go to Undiweni, So see abantu ukuthi kulabo abantu abasilandelayo lapha ku Facebook, uMazinyane Juma uthi lami ngona Dube, kuzima ukukhona lapha ke. Ukhol ruler uthi umponda, how can you generate foreign currency when there is so much corruption in Zimbabwe? Says that's impossible. Then uchuma uyaphinda futhi uthi umumbu uvalelweni kanti indaba singasozisenelise ukuthwala umumbu wethu. So ke sibuyele kuba undiweni, baba undiweni, anti uzwele ngale bhinga kuthiwa ke nxa abantu behola imali. So abantu bayahola from ama NGOs. Kodwa phela kuthiwa kula mabank. So inkinga ngakhona ukuthi amabhenki akatshana. Izalukazi lamaxhegu so kumele bedondolozele besiye amabank. Besiyakwenza khona kuthiwa interchange, utshintsha imali ku-intermarket khonapho. So ke wena ungathini ngakhonokho ke osokungani kubhekane labantu?
Dube kunzima labalaleli. Kumbe mina ngithi ngicabanga inxa i-alternative engayenziwa ukuthi u-address that problem ukuthi abantu bele bemabhenki. Umuntu ebehlala ekhaya kithi umayagada ayegopoint ayetshintsha leyo mali. I think in the interim, maybe we are sharing our mobile in the exchange platform. As we just go on, because it's going on, that is in the way to design the Zakamis from a pandemic. So now, I'm not going to do the problem. They are able to change his mind, land, Konogo, get the wood for an Albay Lengela SV. So, would you have to access those facilities in Uma schools, Makai? Otherwise, so it wouldn't be my cool. And I think also I agree with the speaker's comment on which one. The current slave is the seven, the civil, not the serious, the abuse, who may be affected by our exports. Because I survive in the Palace of Payment. I agree that we need to make sure that even not relying on the Itopako, because I think it's part of the economy, but may not be able to spend and earn enough foreign currency for the country. So I think that we should not forget the aspect of which we may invest in industry. Our industry is obsolete. It's in the corner. It's chile, in Dala, it's chile. But yet, you know, sizame ukuthi siqalise kakutsha si-embrace kumbe sibambe i-technology kuma-industry okwenzela ukuthi siproduce si-exporte and sithole i-foreign currency. Izindlela le ayisoze yaphila, ngiyatsho ayisoze yaphila ngenxa yokuthi ayizo-backed by
ama-exports.
So ngiyakumelana nesinye esikhulumileyo sithi
siyabonga kakhulu ke ubambe khonapho. So he says there's need for exports, you know, in order to, you know, make sure that maybe the Zim dollar can float in a good way. But he's very skeptical about what is happening in rural Pinga and other places where there are no banks. He says maybe somebody can come out with an app, maybe a mobile exchange app or something like that, or some platform where people can just go to a growth point or maybe in a village and then start exchanging their money. And so he says it's a tough situation.
I think we have another caller.
Yes, like Slobani Kumani, what is your good Slobani? Yeah, it come on Slobani for it. Hello, caller, how are you?
Hello, Jan.
You're Pilan for it, Gunjan.
Is
your Pilan Kumaloban?
Come on, Derek.
Yeah, Derek, I would you to Baba when I'm going to work with Konoko and Zagala with Zimbabwe, Konamanj. So, okay, now Sukangel is civil when I intengo. Impahla inganiqonga okumalisayo. So ke kumele kwenziweni ukuze ukuthi abantu bagcine besenelisa ukuthenga impahla etshiyene.
Ngaphandle kokukhitha amabhondo nalawa kuphela, kulokunye abangakwenza. angokasebenzi kela mabhondi la.
So wena ubona zani kungcono ukukhitshwe kufakweni manje?
Bona yena le imali akayikhethe yimali emilisebenzi khona.
Yena urhulumente uthi imali leyo yokade ziphambanisa into eziningi.
Hayi, ephambanisa yona le yabo le engasebenzisi. Iyephambanisa yona le.
So singathi wena wena kathesi nxa uthola imali useZimbabwe kantsho Baba Derek. Nxa ungathola imali i-US dollar uyangaphi layo?
Kathesi asakwazi ukuthi siyabuya ngazo kodwa iyade vese isebenza ngoba iyisebenza vese.
Kumbe uyagcina usiya kosiphatheleni kumbe ebhenki kumbe ngapha sikwazi phela.
Ona ibhenki bazibuyo ukuthi sibophisa.
Ngokuthi uyathi ungene ebhenki khonapho uhlubojwe. Hayi, siyezwa kakhulu. So wena ubona zani ukuya phambili kumele kwenziweni una ngombono wakho mnumzane?
Hayi, bona mele balungisise kathi amaminista nakhona ahola mali.
Hayi, singazi khonapho sizabuza. No, sibongile kakhulu Derek uwadila kusasa wakho. Yeah, so he says the problem with Zimbabwe is that it's not a question of you know, phasing out the multiple currency system. Just bring it back.
Yeah.
That's what works. You know, he says the bond, throw it away. That's it.
let's go to I think we have another caller. Mkoma surprise Magadi.
Sipho Magadi, ngwa blessing.
Ai wa ti report pe ofungwa dzenyu.
Ndaida kutaura ona baba anonzi vamupondawo. Taida kutaura mamiriro akaita hurumende yedu kuti hurumende yedu chaiyo chaiyo iripo hatichavimba nayo. Nyaya iri kuitika ndeyekuti munoona kuti tiri kuti isusu tiri kunzi tapirwa mari mazim dola handiti ari kunzi apinda. Iko zvino chinotipa guarantee yekuti mari iyoyo yakasimba uyezve inotisvitsa kure chii. Chimwe chinhu zvakare ndechekuti tinoda kuzivawo kuti ko chino guarantee yedu iri papi pamari dzekunzi tikatumira mari dzedu kubva kusouth africa kuno kwatiri tichitumira kuzimbabwe tinodziwana mari dzedu ari maus mutemo yavo iri kungochinja any minute inongorekana yachinja chinotipa guarantee yekuti hazvichinje chingava chii nokuti zuro uno bondi chairo chairo rakanga riri musystem chinzi 1:1 asi rakaguma ronzi harisi rongonzi harisi 1:1 from norway saka iko zvino izvi chatipa guarantee chingambova chii
vamuponda pindura itinzwa
apa chiri kuita ndechekuti macurrent reforms ka eprocess is not an event ndopanda mbotora paya kuti nyaya yekuzoti tisvike patiri nhasi yakatangira kumabond coins tikaexplaina kuti zvakafamba sei tikazosvika patiri asi chinoti muwe guaranteed for now ndechekuti izvozvo vanhu vatotumirwa mari kubva kunze varitotora ari maus dollars upepuwa iri currency yavatumira iri ukatotumira izvozvi maus dollars uri kubva paafrica ari maranzi munhu wavatumira atopiwa mari iyoyo saka guarantee iyoyo iripo ndozvinotoitika hapana munhu ati atumira mari kunze achibva kunze akanzi munhu apuwa bond note iye atumirwa maranzi aiwa asi kuitika izvozvo asi chechitatu blessing chandoda kuti vateereri vanyanye kubatisisa ka ndechekuti nyaya yemacurrent reforms iyi chinhu cheche chisingaitwe as an event yekuti chinongoitwa nhasi zobva zvanaka aiwa zvinhu zvinotora nguva zvichiitika muchiadjasta muchiadjasta kusvika masvika chi pamofanira kusvika Zimbabwe yagara ine yatinoti deficit yekuti kare kake tagara tichingowana inonzi balance of payment support from IMF World Bank and na Britain na America vachitibatsira because Zimbabwe is never end enough currency inoenderana nechi nema import needs edu ndosaka tichida strategy inonzi import substitution vataa kuimporta zvanyanyisa blessing ukatarisa mota dzaapa road pe Zimbabwe dzakusvika close to 2 million and mota idzo dzinoda petro inoimportwa handiti mota idzo dzacho dzakatoimportwa futi neforeign currency saka pane maadjustments anofanira kuitika kuti nyika yedu idzoke pabalanced position zviri kuitika izvi hazvizoti zvingangoblamwa on one person kana on zvinhu zvaitika over many years and tinawo maimports atatichiita ari unnecessary blessing ukatarisa ndanchoona izvozvo kuti zimbabwe yaimporta mavegetables ari worth 8 million US dollars my vegetables for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things, and we've got all this land. It's like my policy issues are true quita. And for kunge ari anini atinoti go congruence. You could target a same specific goal. I think that's my policy in piecemeal. You could target each ukutasirira. Saka these policies should be in one line. Such that ku agriculture to push towards production of things that we can export where we've got markets. We need to build back our cattle head. You remember the other time we exported to EU, did you earn a foreign currency? Maru at time we exported to EU, did you earn a foreign currency? There are those things that we need to do. And these things, unfortunately, are hitting over a few weeks or months. You know, the macro is cheating. Like I'm a Zimbabwean, you know, that says the longer picture of it. That's why government is coming up with these measures. And I'm going to come to the government to get a job. It's an instrument. It's very clear. No person or entity shall buy or acquire maize from any producer. Otherwise, not through the GMB. And there's no person, if you're not a farmer and you're not a producer, you're not allowed to sell maize to GMB. You can't cover this with the Chibagi, it's subsidized in Zimbabwe. So the GMB is going to take a Chibagi from a producer at 900. And you also take a Sira Kuna Mila at 700. Like if I'm going to have it, just with Mila cannot move Muna. I don't know if I'm going to have a GMB at 700. What's the difference between the GMB? At 900. It's just a measure to protect the masses because Chibagi, Chinofanonga Chigi, affordable to everyone. So this is a subsidized product. Once the product is subsidized, there are controls that you need to have. How are you going to have Chibagi? You don't think of GMB when you're not a farmer. This instrument is very clear, but it's now being scandalized from how I'm hearing to a Facebook and other social media. So, even as a radio, it would be good the way you're going about to inform the people what is the measure actually saying. And if a government, you know, for now, it's a campaign, a media campaign, to advertise such that it's not taken by those who paid for fake news, as if one Arab is going to battle Chiba again, things like that. I see those repeating. You know, when Chiba again, I think it's going to be a Chirima. You can also not much Chiba again, don't sell Chiba go GMB. Don't try it to be a new domain, but in Jos Nagurima. We want production.
Gibbs? Yes, just that again, Unai will have a second of Togge Ukona. Ncego kunjani baba? Ecingweni silobani kunjani mfowethu? Kukhanya ngizane ke ucingo lakhe soluqhumekile loo ndiweni la sizokuthiwa ke ucingo lakhe soluqhumekile. So sibone ke ukuthi abantu bathini ke kufacebook khonapho sike sibalabale ababili abathathu ngeke ngibone ukuthi singabe silobani. Inethiwekhi yalapha Blessing ngani iyahlupha kulezi nsuku kodwa hayi ngiyabona ke uLungile Ndlovu uthi linjani balaleli. Ngilalele ngise Rudaport eJohannesburg. Hayi long Austin uncube uthi use Rudaport. Kuzobuya ulungile ke uthi hayi sisonke ngise Monze eZambia. Umduduzi Ndlovu uthi ngicela imfoni lakho lamanje. Siza kuzama mfowethu noma kanjani. Kuzobuya ke uBhayana la uthi ngiyacela mfowethu uthi lemfonele. So kumbe siqhubeke siye phambili
mfowethu. But Mr. Mponda, is there a plan B for Minister Mthuli Ncube here? Because from what the people are saying, failure is an option. What if this fails?
There's an option, obviously, because he's also negotiating with the Paris Donor Conference and the IMF and the World Bank, and the staff monitoring program already in progress. So some of these reforms already with the blessing of the big financial players like the World Bank, IMF, because we have IMF staff in Zimbabwe already. They're also advising the minister on what he's doing. So it's not really like the minister is doing as he pleases or as he wishes. No. The minister is consulting widely with other experts and other bodies who've got money and who've got capacity. It's people like the African Development Bank. So the minister has been doing these things after consulting. And after considering the effect that it can have on the people, that's why you have all these plans that you've got the Supco buses now, where could the bus going for 50 cents or a dollar for distances, which is an intervention to cushion the people from the effect of rising prices. Because this price adjustment, it's not in US dollars. It's a new currency that is being introduced. Hence, you're having this anomaly whereby it has moved drastically above. Ideally, when you're a developing country like Zimbabwe, you need a currency, what you call a soft currency, a currency that is depreciating, so that it gives your people an incentive to export. Because once you export, if you earn $1, in your own currency, it will be more. that will allow you to exporting more to earn more in your own currency. Even if you are, say, remitting money from the diaspora, you earn $100. To someone who's in Zimbabwe, it shouldn't be equivalent to $100. It should be something more in your local currency.
Okay, Mr. Mponda,
you achieve this by having a weaker currency. So that's why the minister is moving away from a hard currency, that's the US dollar. The US dollar is a reserve currency.
Thank you, Mr. Mponda.
For the world. So you cannot use that currency. It's too strong for this economy.
Okay, Mr. Mponda, we just want to quickly bring in our third guest, that is the ZCTU Secretary General, Mr. Japhet Moyo. Mr. Moyo, you heard what Mr. Mponda said there, that the government is consulting widely the IMF and other international lenders. But the question is, are they consulting Zimbabweans? Did they consult you before this statutory instrument, 142? Mr. Moyo?
Yes, I'm listening. They might be consulting the IMF, the World Bank, and other players, but I think locally there are some challenges. When we met on Wednesday, on the 26th, organized labor was very clear that they were not aware they were taken by surprise. Some applies with business, so even businesses in Zimbabwe were taken unaware. They were not consulted about this decision. Remember that Zimbabweans are very skeptical about the IMF and the World Bank. They presented for us in the 90s, and it destroyed jobs, closed companies. So it is very difficult to convince people that anything coming from the IMF at this stage will be able to salvage the situation. Zimbabweans believe that they need to be consulted on how they can be able to buy in to what government needs to implement. Unfortunately, government is not forthcoming.
Thank you. It is former Zambian President Kenneth Kaunda who said that the IMF doesn't care whether you are suffering from malaria, a headache, or a broken leg. They still give you quinine.
Yeah. So now I think yes, let's call a lapage Mkwebo. Mkwebo, unja nkwen. We are news on Mkwebo.
Yeah,
we're gonna jan Mkwebo. Yeah, in the
Malaya Finda. Currency reform the ifana lokugatha lesihlahla ugatha lesihlahla nxa isihlahla esikhulu sakhona sivele singaphilanga kahle ugatha akula ngayinye indlela esingaphila ngayo othi ngezinye indlela singabe silokhu sicomba ukuthi isalukazi ngethu singenza kahle sithoma izalo kodwa esikhathini sesivele sisedlule engikubona kuqakathekile ukuthi asikuyelenye emuva silungisise isimo sahulumende lo esikhokhelayo uhulumende esikhokhelayo usetshengise ukungathembakali okwesikhathi eside kakhulu uthi nxa singakhangela sibuyela emva kancane lisakhumbula kwakule khampani ethiwa ngumana Africa.
Ye, siyayikhumbula sibili yayilale team yebhola
imana Africa ukutshona kwayo yatshona ngenxa yokuthi yafaka imali yayo eningi in-hard currency kumabhenki ezimbabwe bathi befuna ukuyisebenzisa bafica ukuthi yayisidliwe nguhulumende osokusenza ukuthi kungabi lo muntu olengqondo ezipheleleyo ovumayo ukuthi afake imali yakhe kuleli lizwe ngenxa yokuthi uhulumende kathembakali engathembakali enjalo kuza kwenza ukuthi impilo yabantu ibe nzima kakhulu.
Ye, lokhu sakhona mnumzane. So I think Mkwebo's phone is a problem. But all what you're saying is that people must still remember what happened to funds that were used by the government. Still remember those funds that the government used.
Is actually being sued, not only by Mwana Africa. You remember Rio Zim, of course, was also suing the government.
So he says, you know, at the end of the day, people must remember that. Because there are some companies who are still you know, in distress because of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so he says, what type of a company can go today and invest in Zimbabwe and generate the much needed exports that are being, you know, spoken about by Mponda? Mm-hmm. So he says, no. The problem is the government is not trusted, is not trustworthy at all.
Mm-hmm.
So how then do you push investment? How do you push exports and all those kind of things? He says mm-hmm. it's impossible.
We have Mkoma Caleb Stole. Mkoma Caleb Stole, Magadi. I su tingo tamba. Tipe umfungwa zeyi Mkoma Caleb.
Zuruto na Mkoma Mponda dinosun zitita.
Mm-hmm.
Varguta ora badi. Apane remwe wei kuti government. Inga gazi nisezu nisi. Vanhu vachikwanisa kutenga chingwa vakaguta tisingadhuri kuti tikatarisa zviri kuitika kaizvino mapraizes kana uchitenga $21 pamunhu asiri kushanda ari kutengesa madomasi hazvitomboite because chirungu kachavari kutaura ichi sakiteji yegovernment tiri kukumbira kuti igadzirise zvinhu izvi ka ruzhinji rwezimbabwe rakaguta then tikwanise kunzwisisa ari kuenda nekwavaroda kutiisa because ezvino govenment zvari kuita nevanhu vachona vari kuita mapraizes kuti ngari hayi hatizoziva kuti vari pamwe chete kana kuti taneta ngavaite zvimwe zvinhu zvinoita kuti Zimbabwe tatambudzike nenzara nekunge vachiitenderedza because kana vachiti kuti vaende kumabanks watiwati chachirungu ichi ngatiregezve mabanks izvi tiite zvekuitira kuti isusu tigute then ivo kana vachienda mumabanks vainde ivo vatigadzirirewo isusu tiwane zvakawanda kutira kuti vabereki vedu isusu vakwanise kuwana chafu pamari dzatinenge tichitumira isusu ichibva kumaricho.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vaStole nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. What Mr. Caleb Stole there is saying, our listener, is that he understands everything that Mr. Mponda is saying, but he's saying his main concern is that people don't even have the basics. They cannot even afford bread, you know. So he says it's good to talk about those economic policies in English, but when people have something to eat, he says people will not understand if they cannot afford just the basics to survive on a day to day.
Before we get his reaction, let's go to Mr. Ndlovu. Ubaba Ndlovu, sekuweni. Baba Ndlovu, unjani lapho khona? Ndlovini, unjani? Yeah, we are season love. Yeah, I wish you were not to one and Janus Galesbop.
I'm saying that in the lady Kataka, no man in a driver, and then Jelani is in the Kaya. All the fun, and you can get it from the Tolo, and the Tolo Leso in the new camp of South Africa. Ngalekhaya bekwazibathenga amarandi so manje ngithengele bathe bavale vele ngoba akusasizi ukuthi bathenge ngala madola ngizositoka kuphi mina uma bethenga ngala madola lawaya
kade uthengisani ke Ndlovu
ngithengisa ngegrosali into engezithathe nokudla zeezi-fish oil ilokhu veli iflawa lamarayisi
manje suvalisile ukuthi hhayi akusasebenzi
kuna bavale ngishike mina ngoba kusiza ukuthi bathenga amadola khona ngizostoka kangubi duke ngoba into lezi zitshepa ngapha eSouth Africa lelo dola lakhona ngeke ngikwazi ukuthi ngithenge ngalo ngapha eSouth Africa
yikho
mina senginayo duke yabona
pho manje ungavala kubeka baba kubeka Ndlovu ngulalele Ndlovu
ngithi niyavala duke ngoba kuyafana into ade ngiyenza bengilokuthi samthambe amadoda angapha egoli bakuukuthi kukhona bakufuna ngale esitole sami ngithi babathuma abadala bayokuthatha khona bese bengibhadala mina ngapha ngikwazi ukuthi ngisitokhe izinto zami zibuyele zihambe ziye khona bethenga nangalo lelo dola lelo ekhaya kodwa isikhathi esiningi bengiphrishiya ini ukuthi bathenga amarandi ngoba ngisitokha ngapha so manje mari bethenga lani amadola ngizositokha ngakhi mina so ngikho ngithenga ngcono bavale kuyenzela ukuthi ngasakwazi ukuthi ngijani ngizositoka kanjani ngedola labo le engingakwazi ukuthenga kufumani.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu Ndlovu, ungadola kusasa baba.
Hayi, ngiyabonga Dube, ngiyabonga.
Yes, siyabonga. So Mr. Ndlovu is a businessman in Matopo. He says he has ordered his employees to shut down the store. because it has been placing orders in South Africa in rands, and so now selling those items in Zimbabwe dollars won't make sense. He says the times what he used to do was he would stock his shop in Matopo and then ask people in South Africa to pay him in rands, and then he would buy and sell, you know, that kind of a thing. So he says he was making good business, but now with the Zimbabwe dollars, he can't do anything. So some people have lost their jobs. He is now shut down. He doesn't know what to do next. So he says this is really critical at this stage in Zimbabwe. So we are going to talk about Baba Moyo, we are going to talk about the Baba Kuluma City. We are going to talk about the Matopo. Po is 7 Zivere's Pilanjan.
Kuba lokuzima lapha ngifike esaboda eHarare namhlanje ekuseni. Sabona ukuthi ama-business amanengi bayesaba ukuthi ingxenye bangathathelwa ama-license. Abavalanga ke abakwenzileyo ke bakhweze intengo yokuthi lawo nxa uthi uyayikhangela kumbe ufuna uthengane imali yangkhona ayifanisi. Sibone ngani nayindlela yokuthi nje abantu asozebambe istophi yawo liyabe lihlala lokhu ikhangele ngokuthi imali yangkhona ayikwaniseki. So kulobunzima ke ebantwini ngokuthi impahla zikhona ke imali yangkhona ke esifunakala ke sibona abamabhizinisi ke abanqatshelwa ke kuphela ukuthi bekhweze
ifoni yakho ngazani sitshelela, so sizabuya kuwe baba Moyo, sicela uchede ukuze sibuye kuwe back khona ngapho. So what Moyo was saying is that you know they were just going around in Harare checking the prices and so forth, and then the business just as usual says businesses are open. But what they've done is they've increased prices of all commodities. So they don't want to shut down, because they are fearing that if they shut down, they'll lose their licenses. So instead, they're increasing prices so that their presence is seen by government. So he says the situation is really bad for workers. I guess you call
it? Tina Bama Vinze, Makadi. Bama Vinza.
Fara tinofara ndada fara kwatipinzawo muchirongwa munoona nhau yangu iri pakuti vanhu vezanu aya ka tinozonga takawenga asatina vanonga vakabarwa ndima yangu vanonga anoende kuchikoro chekunyepa achasi akagotora ichiti abhadhare chikwereti cheescom tiri kuno kusouth africa south africa iri kuramba kuti escom ya zimbabwe yagadzire yabhadhare escom
azvitori nguva here vamavhinze Vamavinza, azvitore nguva here. Pamwe yakabhadhara zviri kutora nguva.
Aiwa, hapana 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 mare haingabonetsi pa Zimbabwe padhuza apa kuti kayabhadharwa kunyepa uko. Munoona kuti nyika itongwe nekunyepa asi pamhuza kutonge nyika. Nhau dziri ndotanhu yezanu PF ari kudhireje zvinhu kuda kuti asvike kumaelection 2023. Kaka dzise mareforms dzari kudiwa kuti tiende kumaelection zvakabheka. Hamuna ndabva ane problem yekuti dai ndaigonitotaura nawo ane marong advisors. Sekuti izvo zvichinji hazvidi kana MDC kana chii. Hamuna ndabva ane maadvisor ari right. Nyika yedu kana kumasanction aibviswa. Hino ari kuramba kuimplimenta zvo zvaakazvibvisai. Anhu oramba achitambudzika hatisi kufara pakugara kwetukite kunze kuno uchitambura kudai. Ichitupa munyika dzisi dzedu hatine nhamo yekuti tatiri kusenza kuti tibatsire nyika yedu handiti ndozvo zvakashata ndirikumbira amuponde ataure chokwadi every day tinoseenze kuportuku tinota crome inobve kuzimba platinum inobva hazvijeki kuti mari yacheri kuendeti aari kutaura kuti azi platinum nezvese ziri kutengesa tiri kudai mari yacheri kuendeti zvo hazvina kujeka handiti edu ine zviwanikwa zvakanaka ari kupedza vanhu vashoma shoma tikashei mazimba sedu vezemazimbabweni ngaangwarire mangwana achichauya chekusudhani achazotambura nemhuri dzavo dzichatambura anhu kutsamwa kwaari kuita uku uchasimbe hondo dzoti wacha zotamburwa zvinonakidza achi nemafuti dzakabata achiri pamatongo asi achazonga akutizwa zvetiri kuita kutize kunyika kwedu ngenhambo ndo mazwa angu ngaataure chokwadi anhu ezatu pfepfu ngaadzidzo taure chokwadi chete kuti tatambudzika tisanyepa politika nyepa zvatinyika
tinotenda zvikuru vamavhinza asi hatikurudzire hedu kuti titi pangazoita hondo tinenge chida kuti vanhu vataurirane ndo chirongwa chatinenge tichiita kuti sevana vemunhu mumwe chete zvinenge zvichida kuti vanhu vataurirane pasina bata murefu bata mupfupi todzoka kwamuri vamuponda ndofunga manzwa zvataurwa navamavhinza vari kutaura kuti mataura kuti Zimbabwe ine zviwanikwa zvakati wandei asi hazvisi kubatsira vanhu rimwe dambudziko nderekuti vamwe vanoti tikaenda kumarangi uko kunenge kune nyaya dzehori vamwewo chizotiwo tikatarisa mitemo yacho yezvicherwa iyi inenge yakanyorwa nguva yerodhisha mari yakawanda inoenda kumakambani kwete kuhurumende
ipapo blessing ndazva zvangu matauriro aita muteereri wapedzera kutaura uyo ari kuratidza kushushikana nekurwadziwa iko kuri kuitika muzimbabwe isu tese hatisi kufana nezviri kuitika kuti mapurize ari kukwira everyday hapana ari kufara nazvo kunze kwemunhu ari kuisa mari yacho muhomwe make zviri kurwadza muzimbabweni wese anoda nyika yake kuti mapurize indava aramba kuvaramba achikwira kudai zvinhu zvaita nezuro zvakwira zvakwira sei chichi hati zvikwire mainput acho achinja here ndo patiri kutaura kuti pari kuita information gap chete yekungoti industry maybe nelabour vanofanira kunge vachidzoka futi patable I know kuti a week ago vanga vaina president vachiita yatinoti tripartite talks and I hope that forum icharamba ichiitika yekuti vatungamiri vevashandi nevashandirwi nehurumende vanogara pasi vachionesana kuti zvakadai zvakadai nyaya yecurrency iyi inyaya iri sensitive yekuti kazhinji haipiwe one warning yekuti mangwana tichabva tadai nokuti vanhu vanenge yatinoti speculation ndosaka zvanga zvichingotaurwa kuti ichauya mari itsva ichauya mari itsva but date racho haribude rinechozivikana nevamwe vashoma chete ekuti even vari muzanup f acho havatozvizivi date racho iro rinozongosetwa kureserve bank nekuministry of finance ndovanozosarudza zuva rekuti mari yauya izvo zvinoitirwa kuprotecta integrity yenyika necurrency yacho saka zvatichida kukurudzira pamamiriro aita zvinhu ndeyekuti vanhu ngavaregere kubva vanyonoita hasha dziyedziye dziri personal dzachiratidzwa nemuteereri abva kutaurayo nekuti maitikiro ari kuita zvinhu nyika yao iri kugadzirika asi hazvi kugadzirika ethe rate of which pese tinoda tangatida kuti dai zvabva zvanaka nhasi asi hazvigoneki maexports tinawo asi chimwe chatataura ndechekuti tiri kuexporta pasina inonzi value addition yandingapai example yekuti motikari dzatotenga kubva kujapan pamwe dziri kugadzirwa nesimbi yabva muzimbabwe asi iri simbi inobuda maybe $1,000 yakuzoka yamota yakunzi $20,000 ndo panimwe patiri kurasika kuti ngatiite beneficiation value addition kuti maexports edu akwirire instead yekuexporta iri fodya ngatiexpose ari macigarettes aproceswa zvinova izvo zvinokwana nyika yawane mari yakati o tisaexporta raw diamond
orit tinotenda vamuponda regai titore muteereri wekupedzisira
ye baba mpofu posela kucina konapo mumwe wepeni dlamuva nkosi baba mpofu ye posela kova baba mpofu ukona cingwe
ye nkona wa
ye ngamafitshane sibili sikhathi sesiphelile unibona njani okwenzakala ezimbabwe
hei anako okwenzakala ezimbabwe kubuhlungu kakhulu
ye iradio iyo ikati sokupambanisa siza kungenisa kuhlelo oluzayo isikhathi du mfanekaya so kedwa next week sizabe silayo ngemonday so ukhumbule usithumezele inombolo yakho kwenzela ukuthi sixoxe lawo sibongile empofu baba ye blessing time is up baba
Unfortunately, time is not our best ally, and we have to end it here. We want to take this opportunity to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Mike Ondiweni, informal traders leader, Mr. Gilbert Mponda, a businessman, and also the ZCTU Secretary General, Mr. Japhet Moyo. Thanks to our viewers, our listeners, and of course our team behind the scenes, our engineers and producer. Signing off and saying have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying have a lovely weekend. Bye-bye.